Hi Steph, it's only just two of us.
Hi, Magda. Just us for now, apparently.
I was afraid I'm late, but I'm glad I'm not late.
I think it's just the top of the hour now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how was your holiday, Steph?
It was good. My dad was really excited to have my sister and I home for his 80th birthday, so that was really nice. And it was great to spend some time with my sister, but at my parents, at my house too. So,
Oh, nice.
yeah.
Great. Oh, cool. Cool. I guess we're waiting for a few folks to join. While we're waiting for more folks to join, Francesca, I think I need to schedule a few more meetings about custom fields. Is that right? At least another
Yeah,
meeting.
yeah. We
Okay.
are coming back to you. Unfortunately, our new developers did or yeah, they needed some more time in order to get their development yeah workspace set up. So I'm sorry that we kept you waiting. So, but we are coming
Oh,
back to you. We just need some internal planning first. But the guys need to dig a little bit more deeper into the consortia. world, because that's not what we have been used to that much beforehand. So they need to clarify some questions beforehand, so that we do not come back with too many open questions to you.
no worries. I was thinking that there was some I needed to schedule a meeting to follow up, but I think what I need to follow up on is having Kimmy talk to you. Is that right about the mock-ups? Was that on the list? Yeah,
Was looking good in
okay.
general. So I think one point, but we were also now already thinking about whether we or whether it might make sense to start with item and holdings maybe first, because that might be the less, I do not want to say problematic, let's say challenging ones. So at the moment, it's a little bit the question, what's the best way forward in order to get things moving? But
Okay.
still, to really think about all relevant questions. And I think I also need to maybe align with you and maybe also Amelia from users, because there might be some, there's one challenge with the version history and the custom fields, which might be relevant in all the apps now. So maybe that's also worth having a look on. Especially now, when the custom fields, if I understood that right, starting with the user's app, can be sorted to other accordions. So to check how this will be then displayed in version C. But I do not want to jump too much into the meeting now. So I think it makes
No.
sense to check for a separate meeting to align on this, and just to make sure that we are not or that we have everything on the table and not running into some surprises.
Yeah, and I know I started since we're still waiting for a few folks to join, so I just need thank you. I needed a refresher on what I also need to do. So I'll look for some time, at least for you and me and Amelia to talk. Okay.
Yeah,
All
maybe that's a
right.
good start to just to sort and to see if there are any challenges ahead and how to proceed. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll go ahead and get started. Hey everybody. I'm gonna share my screen. Thanks as I asked Francesca to remind me of things that I forgot to do.
No,
and
I don't think you forgot, but thanks for
oh
taking care of all of those topics.
yeah. Any announcements before we kind of dive into Bug Fest to be or not to be? Okay. I don't have any announcements. I think you probably saw something that Alexi posted about the latest CS Ramps and CSP being released today. So that happened, and I don't think I have any other updates. So we're just going to use the time today to just talk about Bugfest, to be or not to be. Originally, I'm just going to go to the screen, to the whiteboard. Confluence now supports a whiteboard. It's like Miro. Some of you guys know that I am not a fan of Miro for many reasons. One is just I just don't know how to use it in my as I just I'm just not I just don't know how to use it. So originally, so I thought we'd use almost like a board to track our thoughts about this. And originally, I had kind of framed this almost like a retro board, but then I thought, well, Tom's already done a survey about Bugfest. We've all had our thoughts about Bugfest. And at this point, I think it's more of a question of do we see the value of Bugfest and or not? And also more along the lines of what is ideally the type of criteria or actions we feel are needed to confirm the feature readiness for the release. Because Bugfest has been that gate in some ways. And then if we get passing scores, then we say, okay, yeah, it's ready to go. We're ready. And maybe there's a different way we need to look at this. Maybe there's a different actions or steps that we need to consider to confirm feature readiness. So that's the second column here. So I'm asking everyone, and I'm going to give people time because I only came up with this finally. My brain started working on this about 2 hours ago. Let me give people time on each one of these. So the first is Bugfest. Please just add a post-it note. Just add your thoughts here. So that's the first one's, should we continue? What's the value? Second column is, okay, what's the ideal? Like, we're at Dev Freeze. What actions must be met? What criteria must be completed? Or what criteria must be met? What actions must be completed to confirm feature readiness for a release? Because if Bugfest isn't of value, it's not working, then what could work? And then next steps and actions. So as we talk through these first two, let's also talk about what are some next steps and actions as we begin to form ideas as to how we may want to see a process that allows for functionality to be validated and verified before it is released. And then there's just ideas. And the ideas can be whatever you want, anything, just share them. But at the end of the meeting, hopefully we have a better idea of what how we want to move forward with the validation of features before they go live or are released to the general public. Now, let me see. Thanks, Amelia, for posting a link to that. And I'm going to give people 5 minutes. I think there's a timer here too, but I'm going to give folks 5 minutes to add their thoughts on this first one. And then, no, I'm going to give people 10 minutes. I'm going to give 10 minutes to add their thoughts to the first one and to the second one here. Then after 10 minutes, let's talk through what we've learned. So add your thoughts. Feel free to go off mute if you want to chat, but I'm going to give people 10 minutes to kind of think about their these two columns here. Any questions?
Kalila, I have a question. How do you make the font smaller in my app? I added two postings. I tried to make a smaller font. I'm not able to.
I'm trying to see what to do here because I'm trying to figure out how to.
You could try to resize it.
Maybe.
Yeah,
Yeah, you can resize it.
I try to resize it,
What
and
a, and what about there is a
yeah,
feature
I
and
tried
it
that.
should allow you to set the font here.
There is an option if you scroll up the normal text, which is
Yeah.
a normal text that I selected. The font is still huge. So I apologize for taking so much space. I was just trying to add something quickly and
Someone fixed it for you because it's small. It looks, well, no, I guess it's still. Don't worry about it, Magda. It's there, and it's always the thought that counts.
thank you.
Yeah. All right. So the 10 minutes already started, so we'll check back in at about 11:20. Oh, well, 20 minutes after the hour, I should say it that way. Okay, I hear silence. And it seems like there's a few folks still working. Should I give another minute or two, or should we just get started? All right, I hear silence, so I guess we'll go ahead and get started. All right. Gonna make this pretty big because it's the only way I can see. So let's just kind of walk through what we see here. So, should we continue? Bugfest. So, someone writes, could be helpful for new functionality and any dependencies, but it doesn't seem worth the time to repeat test every release where nothing has changed or could be automated. Okay. I think QA should perform regression testing before release. The bugfest can be replaced by UAT, where libraries can check the new functionality and provide feedback. Where libraries, rather. Thanks, whoever moved that. I'm just going to keep reading this. I do have a question about this one above, but I'll wait. At any point, guys, stop. And if you guys have questions about what we're looking at, too. I think it'd be great if we could get away from giant monolithic releases and therefore Bugfest. One positive thing about the recent Bugfest was having developers spend some time running and executing test cases. Okay. Scrolling back to the top. Well, we already know who wrote this one. Feedback provided by Bella Working Group's participants during the last Bugfest: test rails is cumbersome to use and the test cases don't reflect their workflow. Bugfests are not scheduled around library schedules and often overlap with other important, like school year end, which it happened this time around. And libraries prefer to test functionality on their own sandboxes. Libraries have limited resources and competing priorities. Okay. And on the plus side, it definitely uncovers issues that we've missed, whether regression or issues with new features. However, a disproportionate amount of time is spent on issues that turn out to be environmental. So much so we simply ended up ignoring some issues on the basis that they were probably just environmental issues in Bugfest. Okay. And then I think we need community visibility into the upcoming release and the opportunity to see what's pending. That said, I don't think it should be soup to nuts full QA run. In other words, keep it, but don't do a full run. At most, smoke and critical path. If we're doing QA and definition of done properly, Bugfest should only need to be smoke and sanity check because there will have been multiple rounds of QA already. I'd love to have the scope of Bugfest focus on new functionality and maybe known issues from the previous release, and looks like people like that here. Old test cases are more of a hindrance than of benefit. Okay. Bugfest allows for checking for bugs through the many eyes principle, where getting more people looking at the system and working through a variety of test cases finds issues that would otherwise go unnoticed until the code hits production. Okay. Before I ask a few questions, I want to get folks' thoughts about the feedback here. Anyone want to share any thoughts there based on what they've I'm sorry, I'm just looking at Tom's notes, Tom's chat messages, but anyone want to share their thoughts on some of these?
Yeah, I'll
If
bite.
not, I'll go ahead. Go ahead, Tom. I think it was Tom.
No, try again.
Oh, Joe. Sorry, Joe.
No, no worries. I was just going to say the last point about the many eyes. I mean, in principle, it makes sense, and that's the reason behind Bugfest. but practically speaking, that's not how it's been playing out. And I think that's the root of the problem, is that we set it up with the theory that that would work. And that's not what's actually happening. The vast majority of Bugfest is being done by the same people who are doing the other levels of QA. And so it's not really more people looking at the system. It's the same people looking at the same stuff yet again. And while things do get caught, it's not nearly at the same level. And I think we could do a better job catching that process simply because it is the same people doing it all the time. If we had better community participation in Bugfest, it would be a very different conversation. But just from my perspective, as a pragmatic matter, that participation isn't there, therefore, the many eyes aren't there.
Yeah, I can comment Joe's note, if you don't mind. Hello everyone. First thing, Joe, you're right. The same people are testing just what has been done previously. At the same time, usually QA do not run whole set of regression testing after each print. We've got great process for running some kind of small regression suite for possible affected areas, but take into account, as people mentioned here, because photo is still monolith, right? So even with our applications in Eureka, it's still monolith because we've got so many dependencies, plenty of dependencies, yeah, between modules. That's why it's quite hard to guarantee that our after the sprint testing, right? So everything works fine. Works fine only this small area that what has been tested. Yeah, so talking about executing the same test once again, it's not the same test, right? It's different environment, because I just want to remind you that we are running tests usually on Rancher on sprint testing environment with Bugfest dataset. That is true. We are running this environment is recreated every sprint. Yeah, so and that's why, so we can catch possible migration issues earlier. At the same time, on Bugfest, it is built on another infrastructure, right? So and that's why we probably can face with some configurational issues, right? It's not fully environmental issue, but what we experienced within Sunflower on sprint testing, everything was working fine. But on the Bugfest, due to some different configuration, different infrastructure, Bulkhead, it was not working properly, for example. Yeah, it's just one example here. But yeah, so as for me, Bugfest is great. We definitely need to have this stuff in place. Yeah, if we will decide to have, for example, regression testing prior to Bugfest, that's good. But in this case, we need to replan our release structure, a release schedule, right? So, and make, for example, feature freeze earlier, right? So, or leave 1 or 2 weeks, maybe one, not more than 1 week, for libraries for getting feedback, right? So, yeah. Sorry, Halila. Thank you.
I was just jumping quick. I understand where you're coming from, and also Joe as well, because I've seen the same thing happen, and I know it's happened at Cornell, is that libraries that are going live, everyone is excited. You get tons of people in there testing, and then as soon as they go live, they kind of become atrophied and they don't test anymore, or this one or two people test. And I think Bugfest is useful, but I think where it's useful, in my opinion, is more of the new functionality and where we know we have regressions and that sort of thing. And going through those massive amounts of old test cases, then I'm the one that put in there that the old test cases are more of a hindrance than benefit, because a lot of them need to be rewritten. They may refer to parts of the UI that are no longer there, or they may refer to workflows that aren't completely there, or they're missing data. If we do keep them, need to be rewritten. I kind of wonder, though, if a possible version of Bugfest could be, and I'm just kind of speaking out what comes to my head, is we if it was scaled back to a smaller testing focus, as I said, like new things that we wouldn't know were regressions. And then instead of doing a full GA, we do more of like a beta release. And instead of having the 1 or 2 weeks of dev time dedicated to fixing bugs for Bugfest, during that time, we have 1 or 2 weeks after Bugfest that's dedicated to the first CSP. Those are just my initial thoughts, Owen.
So I think it's interesting, like it kind of feels like there are two aspects being highlighted here, which is the difference between testing for new features and the kind of regression testing. I have to admit that I value Bugfest more for the regression than the new feature stuff, because in general, I'd say the new feature stuff, like that gets actively tested, whereas it's much easier to miss a regression when you're doing the development. Obviously, the more automated tests you have in place, the better, and that probably is one thing behind a lot of this, is that the more automated testing we have in place, the better. And that's not and we don't really have we still really don't have enough coverage, certainly for my modules, that we should do. Which is a resource issue. But yeah, I think that differentiation here, the question about what Bugfest is for, I don't know about that proposal specifically, Tom, in terms of the approach of how we do the releases. It does seem like I definitely don't have any issue in revisiting exactly how that happens, because at the moment it is very intensive for everyone, but whether the yeah what that should look like, I don't know. But yeah, I think just I wonder whether we need to split the question of how what we're testing and why we're testing it. Maybe there's some benefit to thinking about this in terms of those two different tasks and what the best approach for those tasks is. I think at the moment it like Bugfest is trying to do everything, and maybe that is a challenge.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Maybe that there's just too many things we're trying to achieve with Bugfest. I want to go through a few more of the feedback we've got here, but Alexei, one thing you mentioned was about and w which wasn't mentioned in several thing in another post-it, was the environment, and that sometimes it turns out it's an environmental issue. And is there ways to kind how could that be minimized? Because I guess for me, the person who's not DevOps at all, I think, well, if the rancher had, just thinking about your point, Alexei, if the rancher had bulk edit set up properly and it was working as expected, and the Firebird team, everything was working perfectly, testing went well, and then Bugfest, which to me, I consider it the gold build. That's a term that gets used. I don't know how folks are familiar with it, but that is the bill where there should be so few issues, because that's the candidate for what you're going to release. So I'm just curious as to, how is there ways that we could minimize so that, the environmental issues that keep coming up are minimized? Because in the case of bulk edit, addressing the environmental issues took most of that Bugfest period. So I don't know, Alexei, I guess I'm just
Yeah, I
saying, is
just
there something that can be go ahead,
Karina, since you mentioned bulk edit, I think I think you're mixing two things. The bulk build is one thing, build is the code, and the environment is something different. And I think Alexei also mentioned the environment or the Bugfest environment is built differently than the production environment. Alexey, please correct me if I misunderstood what you said.
Yes, yes and no, right? So yeah,
Okay.
because we are running Bugfest against EBSCO infrastructure, right? So and at the same time, yeah, production is also EBSCO stuff. It can be a little bit differently configured, but mostly we run Bugfest to make sure that we can polish our configuration for FSE.
So I think we need to separate Kalila build from environment. And the fact that we are running the Bugfest in one environment and then the code is being deployed to other environments in the production, some of them hosted by EBSCO, some of them not. There may be differences in the setting anyway. So going deploying the code to the library sandbox would address the issue because the issue may exist on one environment and does not exist on other environment.
Which I think leads to what someone wrote here. As we talk about maybe Bugfest, needs to maybe change its objectives. I think someone wrote here, actually, hang on, I thought I saw, yeah. So actually, I guess Magda, you kind of mentioned this. Libraries prefer to test their functionality on sandboxes. Is there value in changing the definition of Bugfest so that we get the functionality out earlier and allow libraries to test? I guess this gets into the other section, but here it does mention this, based on feedback from Bella. That there's a more of a preference to test in their own sandbox versus using the Bugfest environment to test. There's also so what do folks think about that?
I can only ask question, who gonna to pay for these sandboxes? And who gonna to pay for work that also incorporated for update of this boxes maintenance, troubleshooting and other stuff? Yeah, because right now Bugfest environment in one place when a lot of people are working together, and that is a really exciting experience because we just emulate huge load, right? So I don't know, hundreds of people are working simultaneously on this environment, right? So but if we will carry over this testing to libraries and boxes, okay, who can guarantee that libraries will test it's first, and what coverage will be conducted by their testing, and who will we pay for infrastructure and infrastructure use and its maintenance and support. It's only one question here, or few questions.
Okay. Yeah, I mean it's a thought. It's just we're putting it out there. I mean, I think Alexei, your feedback is, well, if we went with this approach, here's what we have to think about. And I think this, as I see in chat, Tom brought up the concept of beta releases too. I'm just going to say it. I think a lot, this is how I feel. I think, unfortunately, we do release functionality. We do release. And the day after the release, we got a CSP.
Yeah,
And I
and I can
and
say
once that.
that better release is Bugfest, right? So because it's publicly available, honestly, that
Yeah.
people can test.
But the problem is, and maybe I'm wrong, you guys can tell me if I'm wrong, I think most people who upgrade from one release to another, wait for like CSP2 to upgrade because they know that what gets released has got a it's probably got an issue that requires a CSP. And so in some ways it feels like maybe the what gets released for Bugfest is kind of a beta. But hey, this is just me talking. I wonder what other folks think. Joe, you raised your hand. Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay, so a couple of points. First, coming from a perspective of different vendors, I know it is not at all uncommon that libraries will request to have a training and testing environment or a sandbox environment separate from a production environment. And that is often where they will do new releases and test it against their own data. I don't know if we do that here with Folio, but I know that within the industry, that is not at all uncommon, is that testing and training and production environments are there are two environments to work with. And I also know that a lot of libraries do like to wait until a release has been out for a while so that all the bugs can get settled and worked out. And then a small handful of libraries just like to forge ahead because there are certain things that they're waiting for and they're willing to deal with the risk of bugs. But just coming from from where the rest of the ILS world is, sandbox environments are not actually all that uncommon. So there are costs associated with them. Those are usually baked into contracts. But yeah, it's certainly not unusual. And I don't think we should necessarily assume that it's unusual.
Okay. I'm going to move on because I think what I
Sorry,
gathered here.
Khalila.
Go
Yeah,
ahead.
I've got a hand raised by Tom as well. Yeah, Tom.
Oh, go ahead, Tom.
No problem. I was just going to say, yeah, that with the sandbox environments, I can tell you what our workflow kind of is and some things that I've heard from smaller libraries. So even a lot of the self-hosted libraries, they will bring up a dry run environment prior to doing production. Our upgrade schedule with EBSCO, which is our hosting provider, is that they bring up a dry run environment of the version that we were switching our production version to for 2 weeks that we do full testing on. And then we give them a go or no go before the update. I think the biggest one that kind of runs into it makes it more difficult is those people that aren't on a dedicated server or server space where they're sharing a server resources. Those might be the ones that you might not be able to spin up dry run environments. But I will also say from our side, we usually wait until we can get a dry run environment because it's an environment with our data. We know exactly what we're trying to look for. We know where pitfalls are. We know how to test it. We know where we're going to most likely see a bug pop up, where we most likely might see bottlenecks, which is kind of the reason why I was saying about the whole beta release thing is because, and it gets back to the other one, is I think libraries can test functionality a lot better when it comes to their environment. And I think some of the things that we're seeing with Bugfest and all the other stuff is, yes, Bugfest is a larger environment, but it's still not the environment that people are using in production. Now, shut up.
Oh, that's great. No, I think this is good. Let's move on so we can get through this list here, and hopefully on time. Let's talk about this is kind of like in a perfect world. We're at DevFreeze. What's some criteria or actions that could be met or completed? It looks like, looking at a few of these, and I'm not going to read it all, but it looks like pretty standard stuff as part of definition of done. That's noted here. Again, all of this seems like it's pretty definition done, and a lot of people agree that UATs are really critical. I'm going to say really critical, given that there's four thumbs up on that one. Automated tests have been created wherever possible. Okay. Yep. Ensuring functionality is tested across workflows, especially ones that extend across modules, are. Yep. Smaller releases, kind of tied into what we saw in the previous section there. Smoke tests, functionality deployed, library sandboxes, and reviewed when using their own data. Ensuring whenever possible, we're adding automated tests. We got a trend. Mock an upgrade from the prior version to ensure there are no migration issues. Yeah. Test touch points in other apps and to ensure nothing has been inadvertently broken. Maybe this could be done by devs as a part of their testing or coordinated with other devs. Okay. Just want to see if anybody else has any thoughts here. Yeah, seeing some the feedback here. So if we just look at this, it sounds like in a perfect world, throughout the development process, we kind of followed our definition of done. We also did user acceptance testing throughout the development process. It sounds like smaller releases is something we'd like to explore. And also automated tests, increasing the coverage, which we all can work on. I know a lot of us rely on the team that Yogesh has. Some of us do. Maria, I think I'm pronouncing
Maria
the name wrong.
Maria.
Okay, Maria. But we can assign automated tests for our front end developers to do. We can say, hey, we want, you know, here's some. You need some work to do, automate some tests. And so that's some way that we can also help to expand the coverage of our functionality is to ensure that our front-end devs are assigned that work if we have the resources. I know when you mentioned about capacity, you know, yeah, if you got the capacity, hopefully your front-end devs can do that work. Just a question. Someone wrote mock an upgrade from the prior version to ensure there are no migration issues.
I can say that we are making it every sprint, as I said before, on sprint testing environment, because sprint testing is something like a previous version of release. For now, it's Sunflower, right? So, and we are taking this snapshot, right? So, and then run and triggering upgrade each sprint, right? So and that is a testing on sprint basis. By mean I see KitFox. You've got automated pipeline for this stuff for like sprint testing environment recreation. We are running migrations, we are running reindex every sprint, so just make sure that we can discover such possible issues as soon as possible, right? So not to wait until a release or the bug fest.
Owen asked a question in chat. Does sprint testing cover, and I think you answered it, but I just want to make sure,
all modules. Yeah.
Okay.
I can post a link to the chat with links to our list of our reference environments. Yeah, I've got it in the wiki. Maybe I shared it before, but I can do it once again. So and there you will find the links to these reference environments. I mean sprint testing and Eureka snapshot environments, so you can use it for your day-to-day activities.
Okay. So anyone else want to share some feedback before I start talking about what could be potential next steps or actions after this conversation?
One few thoughts here, right? So regarding automation testing, right? So unfortunately, our current coverage is around 25%, right? So we've got plenty of test cases which are not automated. It's first, but at the same time, right now we've got almost 3,000 of automated Cypress test, UI test, end-to-end test. Yeah, so, and in parallel, we've got our Karate test integration test. Yeah, and I'm just want to highlight that usage of Karate test is, in my humble opinion, is extremely useful because we've got excellent example of ThunderJet team because 50% of Karate test has been created by ThunderJet. Only by one team. And number of defects on their side right now is lowest, right? So take into account this team is responsible for 25 and 26 modules, their defects rate is extremely low. It's just numbers. It's around less than 10 at all for all modules. Yeah, so, and that's why I'm engaging, and I'm just reminding you as POs, please don't forget about it. And somebody mentions we need to follow definition of done and like preparation of such type of tests. Unit integration is part of definition of done. Please remember it. And what I can say here, I was in case when we run and release every every day, right? So, but in this case, coverage should be close to 100%. I mean, by end-to-end test. Yeah, it helps to run some regression tests faster, but without coverage, making short releases, it's mostly impossible. Yeah, thank you.
I'm Owen makes a point. I'm surprised that it's the karate test rather than Cypress tests that are the emphasis. I'm curious too.
It's related to testing pyramid, right? So because end-to-end test is our last quality gate. And mostly most critical defects should be detected at low level, right? So for unit test and integration test, right? So, and then Cypress test. So it's just my experience, right? So, and maybe the way how ThunderJet grades karate test helps them to reduce defects. So that's my observation here.
So how can POs become more familiar of the current coverage of karate tests for their modules?
I guess we are not counting coverage, right? So I can post you a link to our report portal where we collect all results from Cypress and karate tests, and you can observe it. Right now, we're a little bit struggling with reconfiguration of karate test environment. Right now, karate tests are running against a Rika platform every night, because we are got some kind of open question related to parallelization, but you can, it's hard to calculate coverage, right? So it's just matter for maybe for developers to deep dive what endpoint has been covered by that test or what has been not. Also, in case of ThunderJet, usage of karate test helps significantly to test different types of configurations. It's easy for such type of test. I will put a link to the report portal. You can review it offline.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful, because I think for many of us, if we say, I think it would be helpful to know what we should be asking to ensure that karate tests are being written in a manner that helps minimize defects. So we're almost at time. Bless you. I think
bless you.
That's a bless you. So we're almost at time, and we can obviously continue on this conversation, and we can continue using this board for next steps and ideas. But I think a couple of things that it seems like we all find value in Bugfest. So I don't think anyone says Bugfest is like rah, rah. I think we all find value in Bugfest, but it sounds like there should maybe be a discussion about the objectives of Bugfest, because I think the challenge is, from what I've, from looking at this, and you guys can tell me wrong, is that it's trying to serve too many needs. It's being used as the QA, AQA mechanism for testing all functionality, regression and new functionality. We're also asking community folks to test almost as business acceptance testing, and maybe it it's not, and we've seen from feedback from community as far as the test cases go, that the test cases are sometimes very complex, very detailed, or in some cases just obsolete. And so maybe there could be more discussion about refining Bugfest's scope to better address its audience. And I'm being very vague because I think we've got to figure out what is the audience for Bugfest. Is it QA and DevOps, or is it the community? I mean, what do you guys think about that as a next step, that we need to define the audience? Okay. I didn't mean to vote. Go ahead, Dennis.
That's right. Yeah. I think this is a really important discussion to have, because I don't know, others may be seeing different things, but the more, like, as we go on through Bugfests now, it just more and more of the case work is being done by QAs. And I like the community is still contributing, but the overwhelming majority of it, the testing is being done by QAs and, mm-hmm. and POs, like folks on the team, on the development teams. And I'm just wondering if, I don't really know how you facilitate this kind of thing, but, a lot of software has beta testing programs, like public betas, some kind. It's always seemed to me like we uncover defects after the release has been pushed to the community. The mm-hmm. first users that test the release always find bugs, and pretending that that's not going to happen, it sort of seems like a bit of 80-20 rule to me. It's like 20% of the effort is getting us 80% of the way there. Trying to finish that last 20% or whatever, I'm screwing this analogy up, but trying to get it perfect before we get it to customers isn't realistic for the amount of effort it would require. So, ideally we talk a little bit about maybe having some kind of public beta program for Folio releases. I don't exactly know how you incentivize users in this like B2B kind of environment to participate in public betas, but I know that some universities pretty much do this anyway because they have staging environments. Not all libraries have the staging environments, but that to me is kind of like the beta testing. It's just never been formalized. And so it kind of feels like Bugfest has become more of an internal thing where the teams are hardening the release, and the community has always saved a lot of their effort for when they get their version of it and they start putting it through its paces before they do their upgrade. So maybe part of this clarification is like formalizing those two steps as different things that are part of the release cycle. Anyway, I'm just sort of thinking out loud, but yeah, those are my thoughts.
No, I think these are all, I mean, I think this is great. Like you said, Dennis, it's a good discussion. We probably need to continue this, but I know we're at time. As I was listening, these were the next action. These are just things I came off the top of my head. I already mentioned the first thing, which I think aligns with what Dennis said, refining the scope. Revised test cases. I mean, this is something that we as POs can work with QA and the SIGs with. But again, the way the SIGs write test cases is going to be different than the way QA writes test cases. So we have to think about that, but this is something that we can think through and see where, what we can do on this. Improve karate test coverage. Alexi has shared a dashboard or a view that we can look at. I think it'd be great for us all to do, and then have discussions with our dev teams to say, hey, what can we do to improve this? I think we can continue UATs, which is what we're doing. We just need that seems to be going well. And I think and with the UATs, I think we also have to figure out ways to get the community to identify workflows or scenarios much earlier in the process. I know I recently, had an issue that came up, and I'm like, but we did a UAT. I'm not saying UATs capture everything, but I do think we have to figure out ways to get the community to be more active with those UATs and know that we need them to poke holes at things. So, and maybe tie it to what we talked about refined Bugfest scope, it's research what other open source or other systems do. We're not the first ones. I mean, Tom, I think you mentioned what do commercial providers do? Maybe that's what we have to look into. And maybe we need to have discussions about incremental deployment and whether or not this is a something that needs to be considered and how it ties into what we do in the future. So these are next step brainstorms because I don't know if some of these have action items, but now that we're at time, does anybody have any concerns or objections to these next step action brainstorm? I'm gonna add
No,
brainstorm here.
I was just going to
Okay.
throw out there quick, just because they're in their planning phase right now, is do we want to ask the WolfCon group to add a session that we could talk about this with the community at large at WolfCon this year?
Yeah, it would be great to join this session as well.
I don't know. Can we have a discussion about this on the Slack, the PO Slack channel to give people some time to think about it?
Yeah, not a problem. I mean, I think we're going to start talking about scheduling that next week. So there's still some time. I just know they're closing up and we could always pull the session too if we do not want to, but I just want to toss it out there as a possibility.
Yeah. I mean, do you guys are you guys okay? Because I know we're a few minutes over. If we continue, like Tom, if you just want to create the message in our Slack, and then we just kind of talk through it on there. I mean, hopefully it won't be too disruptive. I think it's worth it, but I'd like, I don't know, I'd like for folks to have some time to think about it. I actually like to think about it myself. All right. So that's it. Sorry we went over. I appreciate all the feedback and time you guys had to talk about this topic since it was the number one topic from our poll from 2 weeks ago. So everybody have a great rest of your day, and I'm sure we'll keep talking about this in the next couple of sessions or meetings we have. So thanks again, and yeah, I'm going to be repetitive. Have a great rest of your day.
Take care. Have a good day.
Thanks,
Weekend.
everyone.
Bye. Thanks.
Thanks,
Bye.
everyone.